The manager of the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge has received a promotion that will put him at the helm of all 548 refuges in the national system. KBBI's Casey Kelly has more.
Greg Sakanik has been the manager of the Alaska Maritime Refuge for the past 8 years. Based in Homer, the refuge encompasses more than 2,500 islands and nearly 5 million acres from the Aleutian Chain to the Pribilof Islands to areas of the Chukchi Sea. But he says his love for the nation's wildlife refuges goes back to his childhood.
From my perspective, it takes me way back to when I was growing up. I grew up with a place on a lake in Minnesota that was right adjacent to a national wildlife refuge, Tamarack Refuge. And that, I'm sure, really shaped a lot of me because I was out there all the time playing. And you know, we could take a boat down little rivers and get into it.
From there, Sakanik started working as a clerk at the J. Clark Salyer National Wildlife Refuge in North Dakota. His 24-year career includes stints in Montana, Wyoming, and Alaska, including 3 years as manager of the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge. He says his varied experiences should serve him well in his new role as the assistant director for the refuge system.
Oh, absolutely. 80% of the lands that the refuge system administers are here in Alaska. So having a good working knowledge of the state of Alaska and all the conservation system units up here will definitely prove to be beneficial.
The job requires Sakanik and his wife, Janelle, to relocate to Washington, D.C., where they spent a few years prior to moving to Homer in 2001. With a son and a daughter in college, he says it's a move they're ready to make personally. But professionally, he felt like it was an opportunity that he just couldn't pass up.
It's sort of been the one position in Washington, D.C. I've been very interested in and have worked towards it certainly over the last couple of years. Had an opportunity to join the Department of Interior's Senior Executive Service Candidate Program, where you spend a couple of years doing various things such as details with other organizations, attending some executive education, doing other types of assignments within the Department of Interior. And then out of that, at the end, you sort of come at this senior executive level, and there's various opportunities. I just happen to be in the right place at the right time.
Sakanik says he's proud of many accomplishments during his 8 years as manager of the Alaska Maritime Refuge. They include the construction of the Islands and Oceans Visitor Center in Homer and responding to the Selandang Ayu shipwreck near Unalaska. One of the most recent projects that he worked on was habitat restoration and the eradication of rats from the once aptly named 7,000-acre Rat Island in the Aleutians.
Of course, we can't completely claim that for 2 years because we have to go back and do our monitoring work. But you know, 7,000 acres in the lower 48 is a big refuge on today's standards. So for us to be able to do a restoration of that magnitude will be pretty impressive. And we should get great response. You know, we have all the components of the birds and things that should be using the island are still in and around the area. So we expect to see a pretty happening place from the standpoint of wildlife over the next few years.
He says he'll miss getting out into the field and working on those kinds of projects, but he'll also miss the many recreational activities that Homer and Alaska have to offer.
You know, fishing the Kenai River is going to be a long ways away from Maine Interior Building in Washington, D.C. But on the other hand, I hope to be able to get back on occasion and have those types of activities. Of course, the people in town, I mean, I find it to be a very friendly town, made some good friends. I think it's always hard to leave that. But then again, you know, as they say, friendships last a long time. You can make them last forever if you put a little work in it.
Sakanik will leave for his new job in the first part of January, and his wife will follow shortly after. He replaces Gene Haskett, the previous assistant director of the refuge system, who is now the new director of the Alaska region of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.